Being a man is like climbing a mountain. It's difficult and dangerous. But a life well lived is like standing on the summit. Jesus is the blueprint for men. And in his journey of life, he needed a purpose, a plan, and a team. Blueprint for Men is a ministry that equips men with all three and encourages you to keep climbing with Christ. When I talk to men about their time alone with God, I hear a lot of the same complaints. I just don't have time in the morning. It feels like I'm just checking a box. You know, I go through the motions, but nothing ever happens. I get it. Time alone with God, or TAG, as we like to call it at Blueprint, it's tough. But so is working out. So is marriage. So is raising kids. You know what? Come to think about it, so is life. But we don't quit on these things because they're hard. We think about solutions. We adapt. We grow. And we overcome. Because we are men, that means we don't quit when it gets hard. In fact, when it gets tough, that's the call for us to step up. And you're not alone in this struggle. There are thousands of men stepping up all over the country. They're leading their families, loving their wives, and serving their communities. And it all starts with TAG, time alone with God. So if you're frustrated with your morning time with God, Blueprint wants to give you a few tips on how to take it to the next level, or how to just get started. First off, you need to be consistent. It's like going to the gym. A 3-hour workout once a month, it's not going to cut it. You got to make a consistent commitment to do it every single day. Train your body to wake up at the same time every morning. You know what you got to get done before you hit the door, so just plan ahead and set your alarm so you have enough time to spend with God. Second, you need a consistent place. Maybe it's your office, a favorite chair, or even the kitchen table. It just needs to be a private, quiet space where you and God can spend some time alone together. And third, you need a plan. Here's one simple plan you can follow that Blueprint encourages the men in our small groups to try. Start with the Lord's Prayer, and then just read one Bible verse. We like to start men in the Sermon on the Mount, which is found in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Read the verse a few times so it gets stuck in your head. Then pray and ask God to speak to you. Then you meditate. Now remember, meditation isn't about emptying your mind. It's about filling it up with God. Then listen. Think. Ask questions. Focus on the message of the verse you just read. Then write down whatever you thought or heard from God. Now relax. You're not writing a book of the Bible. No one's even going to read what you wrote, so don't stress out about making it perfect or sermon-worthy. Just be real. Don't second-guess yourself. Some guys have struggled with this whole listening thing, and for whatever reason, it just doesn't work for them. Now, if that's you, no problem. We encourage our guys to use a simple acronym that helps them meditate. It's called SPACE. Each word stands for a question that you ask about the verse you read. S is what sin is separating me from God. P, what promise can I claim from God? A, what action do I need to take based on this verse? C, what command do I need to obey today? And E, what is excellent about God in this verse? So you read the verse and ask each question one by one. After you ask, stop and listen. The answer may be really obvious, but other times God has a really cool insight that he wants to share with you. After you get that insight or that answer, then you just write it down. Now, some guys, they love to write, so they write a short paragraph for each answer. Other guys, that's just not their thing. So they write a sentence or maybe even a phrase. It doesn't matter how much you write, just try to capture the thought. I was in a Bible study with one guy who would doodle his answers. Now, his drawings didn't make any sense to me, but he remembered each answer by simply looking at whatever he had drawn. Remember, this is your personal time with God. So be real, be authentic, and be open. Space. It's simple, yet it opens the door to deep spiritual insights. after you've meditated and written down your thoughts, end with the hand prayer. If you need a refresher on that, check out episode 26. But if the hand prayer just isn't working for you right now, don't worry. Just end by thanking and praising God. That's the plan. Pray. Read a verse. Meditate. Write something down and pray. Will this take time? You bet. Will it be tough? Of course. But is it going to be worth it? Guaranteed yes. Ephesians 6:10 says, "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." Your tag, time alone with God, isn't about checking a box or earning brownie points with angels. It's not about working your way to heaven. It's about God. It's about tapping into his powerful love and then sharing it with others for the rest of the day. David's time alone with God gave him the courage to face down Goliath. Daniel's time alone with God gave him the peace to sleep with lions. And Paul's time alone with God gave him the wisdom to write at least 13 books of the Bible. What will time alone with God give you? There's only one way to find out. God bless. God is building epic men for these last days of our world's history. Blueprint for Men is a ministry dedicated to equipping, empowering, and inspiring men to go all in for Jesus, to love and protect their families, and to step up in their communities. Follow us on Facebook or go to our website, blueprintformen.org, and learn about our live events, small groups, and adventure trips. Subscribe right now and like this podcast. Jesus is the blueprint for men, and he's calling you out of a life of comfort and into a life of courage.